This is Fresh Air. It's hard to believe there was a time when there were no records produced by and for teenagers, but rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that was pretty much the story until producers George Goldner and Morris Levy came along in the late 50s.
Boom, boom, boom. Ooh, shoot.
What is rock and roll, anyway? A big question. Too big, really. But when we look at the music of the 1950s, it's a question with some validity, particularly as regards black music. I recently got a letter from a listener who said he had it figured out. Rhythm and blues, he said, was music made for adults. Rock and roll was music made for teenagers. Not a bad distinction, but one that's often hard to make stick. Some black artists, Ray Charles comes to mind, made both kinds of music. There were some teenagers who made music for adults, and some adults who made music for teenagers. But with G and End, the record labels run by George Goldner and the late Morris Levy, who died a couple of weeks ago after a spectacular career in the music business and organized crime, it's a lot easier to tell. Legend has it that the lyrics to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers' Why Do Fools Fall in Love came from a poem Frankie wrote to a teacher he had a crush on. Unfortunately, that's not the case, but what's more important and what really sold the song is that they very well could have been. The teen appeal of the song comes not only from the lyrics and from 13-year-old Frankie's delivery, but from the up-tempo beat, which is danceable without being the sort of wild jump blues sort of tempo that rhythm and blues vocal groups used for their fast numbers. Why Do Fools Fall in Love was the vindication of George Goldner's belief that he could produce vocal group records for teenagers. It was the first in a long string of hits on G and End, the names of which came from things teenagers said, like, gee, that's the living end. Goldner liked working with teenagers. He'd started by producing pre-rock and roll vocal music, songs like G by the Crows and Sunday Kind of Love by the Harptones, which he'd put on his salsa label, Rama. With G and End, he specifically targeted teens, though, and after two hits in a row in the first 3 months of 1956, he knew he was on a roll.
Oh, little girl of mine.
Little Girl of Mine by the Cleftones was the formula in a nutshell. Teen-oriented lyrics, a busy vocal arrangement supporting the lead, and that all-important medium up-tempo rhythm. Goldner even felt confident enough to try message songs for teens.
I'm not a juvenile delinquent.
No, no.
Don't blame Frankie Lyman for those lyrics, though. They were by Morris Levy. Levy was a good guy to have on your side. As Alan Freed's manager, he had some influence with Freed, the number one rock and roll disc jockey in the country. And thanks to his other friends, he probably had quite a bit of influence in the jukebox trade, too. But all the influence in the world wouldn't have done any good without good records to sell. Goldner just got better and better. Here's a record he made with an astonishing 14-year-old singer whom he pushed past the limits of her endurance to get an unforgettable performance. Arlene Smith and the Chantels never topped that moment. G and N lasted through 1962, by which time Levy's mind was on other record companies like Roulette and on his nightclub, Birdland. The last hit on End showed that the teens of 1956 had become more sophisticated and that Goldner's touch with the classics was better than ever.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you, dear.
G and End brought New York vocal group music into the rock and roll mainstream. They also were among the first to release albums by their groups, which often showed white teenagers on the covers to make them easier to sell. Goldner and Levy were pioneers in marketing to teenagers, but most importantly, they helped get a lot of good music onto wax.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.